Shaka Fatah Jr. called former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell to the stand today as a witness in his tax and bank fraud trial. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, it's part of Fatah's larger strategy to call on high-profile, satisfied customers to try to discredit the government's case.
Rendell answered just a handful of questions from Fatah in the courtroom, and here was the gist.
All I know is what he did for me. That's the only time I've ever spent any time with him. And he did a good job.
Rendell was talking there to reporters after his testimony. He said there's no question Fatah ran a legitimate business when he took photographs under the name Photography the year Rendell ran for governor.
He handled people very nicely. He got photographs to people quickly. And he had a lot of personal, charm and an easy manner.
Rendell told prosecutors he knows nothing about Fatah's other company, 259 Strategies. The government says that outfit defrauded banks, the IRS, and the Philadelphia School District out of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So in terms of 259 Strategies, I would just say that, the government is incorrect. Over time, I changed the name of my business. The bottom line is it's a name change.
Fatah, the son of indicted Congressman Shaka Fatah Sr., says the government's case amounts to paperwork discrepancies.
I started with photography. I started making money. I got to a limit. I figured out another way to make money, and that's what you're going to see for the rest of this case.
He plans to bring in former Mayor John Street, who will also testify as a happy customer.
I'm going to keep showing people that over the years, all I've done is figure out how to make money. If you heard their opening statement, I think they said that I was sitting around eating pizza. Well, guess what? I was eating pizza, but I was making a lot of money. That's what I'm going to show. I got to go, Bobby.
Fatah stands accused of 23 fraud counts, cheating on his taxes, and lying to federal agents. He decided to forego a public defender and fight the charges alone. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.